Thanks for being here on New England Lifestyles. I'm Mike Mullaney. And, you know, one of the things that has kind of been one of the hallmarks of my brand as both a guy and a dad mostly is that I kind of got an ant in my pants. I always want to be out doing things, playing. I coached every team my kids ever played on. You know, when we're down the Cape, people want to, like, lay around and just sleep all day. I'm like, no, let's go explore. And, you know, that's one of those things. I just feel like being active makes life a better thing. And we've seen that children, as they're growing up, you know, there's more and more focus on having kids just sit in the classroom and take tests, which to me is not the ideal way of learning. And our guest today also backs me up on this thought, and he has a little bit more than just a thought. He has some research to back it up. His name is Max Fripp. He is the executive director of an organization called PlayWorks New England. Max, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Really happy to be here.
Are you also one of those guys who likes to be outdoors and doing things at all times?
Very much so. I grew up in a time when I was lucky to have phys ed at least a couple times a week in elementary school. I had two recesses a day, let alone morning recess if you got to school early. And I am still very active, and I'm also a dad of two boys who are in high school now, and watched as they kind of wrestled through elementary schools and dealing with the wiggles.
No, yeah, but that's just it. You know, it's like we need to engage. We are physical creatures, but more and more of us. One of the things that I'm hearing more and more when I do interviews with, especially with health professionals, is that, you know, it used to be smoking was the worst thing you can do, but now they're saying that, sorry about that. See, I knew it would screw up. It's my son calling me. one of the things we hear is that sitting is the new smoking. People have become very sedentary. They don't want to go out and about. They, hold on 1 second. So your perspective on this?
Yeah, you know, I 100% agree. We know that kids are built to move. Kids are built to play. They're intrinsically motivated to play. And we have created schools where play and opportunities for movement have decreased dramatically. I'll tell you, Mike, I am lucky to be working with schools all across New England. The best I've seen lately is kids getting 30 minutes of daily recess. Usually we're around 15 or 20 minutes, and it happens once a day. And then we know that we have issues with kids getting into trouble. They're wiggling in their chairs. You know, teachers talk about the behavior management. And to me, one of the things we've proven at PlayWorks is that if you can increase opportunities for play, if you can create a recess environment where every kid feels like they can play, move their body, it has these amazing ripple effects, not just around kids' health, but also the school climate, as well as teaching and learning. And so I think it's time that we really kind of reimagine how kids experience a school day. And I think we need to put play and movement front and center in that.
No, it makes perfect sense. And look, you know, the joke has always been, hey, kid, what's your favorite subject in school? And they say recess. Recess, I mean, when you think about it, being active, you know, being, I know that before we jumped on here, I mentioned the book Spark, which is a book about how much better kids perform if they start their day with a little exercise. You know, a lot of times I wake up in the morning and I love to work out in the morning, you know, whether I go running or whether I go to the gym. I always feel like the days where I do that, my day is much more productive because I've kind of activated the physical whatever the physical stuff to get you going in the day. And we've seen that again and again, and research backs this up. If kids have an opportunity to play, be active, it helps them on a number of levels, not just in their ability to learn, but also on their social skills. There's a lot to be said about integrating that as part of a key part of the whole education process.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, the skills that you learn through play, those are the skills that I think are critical in this 21st century. I actually keep saying to people, if we want to create AI-proof humans that can thrive and succeed in this modern world, you learn those skills through play. You learn how to be creative and innovative. You learn how to lead with empathy. You know how to, you learn how to work on diverse teams, right? Like, all those skills are critical. We know they're critical in the workplace. And the best laboratory for teaching them is through play, sport, recess. And that's what we're seeing in our program.
You know, it's funny. I'm thinking of the movie WALL-E right now. How did the robots take over? They convinced everyone to lay around, so they didn't have the physical skills to do anything. You know, we need to get that movie. You know, and that's just it. I mean, there's so much to be said just about engaging kids early on, because we know that childhood obesity has become more and more prevalent because eating habits aren't as well. And if you integrate, you know, physical activity as part of your everyday routine and show people that moving is a key part of everything, it helps your health, but it also does clear the head. And it's a pretty fascinating thing. So first off, you have to tell me about what PlayWorks is, because, you know, I'm on the website PlayWorks. Hold on for a second. Let me open this sucker up. PlayWorks.org. And I see that you guys are all over the country. Talk a little bit about what this organization does and what it's committed to.
Yeah, so PlayWorks started in 1996 in Oakland, California, and it's a funny story. Our founder, Jill Violet, who's a really well-known social entrepreneur, was actually doing art programming in these schools in Oakland. And the principal comes in, principal has a line of kids behind her, principal's clearly upset, and she looks at Jill and says, "Can't you help me?" And Jill says, "Oh, yeah, great, you know, we're doing this art stuff." She's like, no, recess, can't you fix recess? And Jill had this moment where she said, "Oh yeah, I can do this." Jill played sports in college. She was athletic. And she started going to these schools and just being a caring adult on the playground, helping to make recess a little bit more of a fun time instead of a time of chaos. You know, recess, Mike, is typically one of the most chaotic times of the school day now. It's where kids get into fights. It's where they get bullied. That there's no organization to it, right? It's like Lord of the Flies if you're lucky. And so,
sorry for laughing, but it's a great point.
Yeah, but you know, and so recess is really our North Star. We work with schools to create recess environments where every kid gets to play. There's voice and choice. We have different game stations. They agree on the rules to the games. They know how to resolve their conflicts, often through rock, paper, scissors. And we take that chaos out and create this meaningful time of the day where kids are focused on having fun. And then, as important, they go back to the classroom quickly, focused and ready to learn. And so our program started with a direct service program. This year, we're really proud to have 10 AmeriCorps members full-time in schools in Boston. Yes, love AmeriCorps. We need more of it. We should grow it. We turn away literally tens of thousands of idealistic Americans who want to serve our country. I think AmeriCorps should be one of the biggest programs in the country. I would love to see a day where we all serve.
Yeah, you and I, it's one of those things where it's like certain countries have mandatory military service. And here's the thing. At the age of 18, did you know what you wanted to do with your life? Because I thought I wanted to be an artist, went to art school, and all I learned after 3 years is that I wasn't very good at drawing. I think people need life experience to really kind of understand the path and see what the options are and get a little maturity. I just think that, number one, it helps them personally. But number two, there's so much infrastructure that young people could help with, and especially in the city, that, yeah, I'm with you on that front. I don't think it's ever going to be mandatory, but boy, is it a great idea for those who are looking to kind of get a little base before they go off into the world.
Yeah, and, you know, in a time when we have a loneliness epidemic, right, and we're more divided than ever in our country, our 10 AmeriCorps members literally come from all walks of life.
Yeah.
Some grew up in rural places in Maine. Some grew up in inner city Boston. They're diverse, and they're going to have this amazing experience serving together, bringing a ton of value to kids in Boston. And we know that our members kind of go on to these great career paths. So I'm with you, love AmeriCorps. And so that's kind of the heart of what we do. But what we've learned over the last kind of 19 years in New England was we can't grow AmeriCorps or that direct service program big enough to solve the crisis that we're seeing. And so we've started a training and professional development operation where we can literally support any school in New England through a year-long training, coaching, professional development engagement. And we're seeing the same results, which is amazing, right? So we support these schools, but we train and empower them to do PlayWorks on their own. So now we can truly, really operate at New England-wide scale. And one of the things that's both painful but interesting about my job is the sad reality is play and recess is a challenge in every school, rich, poor, black, white, urban, rural. It's just a challenging time of the school day. And now we have a solution that we can truly offer any school support, which has been amazing.
Yeah, because one of the things that you're seeing is that, you know, and look, this isn't a diss against teacher. My parents are both teachers. But teachers are doing enough in the classroom, and for them to say, okay, now I have to come up with a lesson plan for the playground, come on here. What you guys do is you kind of lay out a plan to help them put these things together. So there's a little more structure, but there's a little bit more opportunity to play, to get, you know, and again, if you just have kids standing around a playground, inevitably some things might not go the way you want. But if you have kids engaging, being able to compete, being able to conflict resolution, I mean, that sounds like a pretty good idea. Like, what kind of things happen on a playground where PlayWorks has become involved? What are some of the things we might see kids doing?
You know, if you came to one of our playgrounds, you would probably say, hey, this kind of looks like the recess I remember as a kid. It's not radically different, but we do a few things that are a little bit of a differentiator. One is we have an opening and closing ceremony. When kids come out, we greet them, we welcome them to recess, and then we quickly tell them what game stations are available. And so we want kids to know, like, what games are happening where, so we can avoid conflicts and kids getting hurt. You don't want jump ropes and hula hoops running through a kickball game, for example. So the kids know where to play, the equipment set up, blow the whistle, we go. We teach kids, and some people are like, Max, is this necessary? And I'm like, yes, sadly it is. We teach kids the games and the rules of the game. So again, when we say we are playing ultimate ball today, all the kids know how to play ultimate ball. Mike and Max aren't fighting over the rules because we've learned it and we all agree on it. So they're off and running. They know how to play. Like I mentioned earlier, rock, paper, scissors. Go through conflict resolution strategy. If we're playing Foursquare, which is a popular game still, you and I aren't going to fight about who's safe or out. We use rock, paper, scissors, high five, we move on. So those are some of the things you see. But, you know, kickball still alive and well. I mentioned Foursquare, different tag games. But you will see a culture where, again, all kids are playing. About 97% of our kids are physically active at our recesses, up from about 42 or 47%, depending on the school before we're there. You'll see kids using what we call that high five culture. So instead of teasing someone if they're out, high five, good job, Mike. Let's go again. You know, you're not waiting out. You're not out for the day. Don't do captains. We know captains are one way that kids often feel excluded.
Yeah, of course.
So we just create teams really quickly. And then whistle blows. Kids go peace. So they literally put up a peace sign. They squat down. They say on earth. They take a breath. Blow a whistle. Have a great day. Go back to the classroom. And they go back. We find that in our schools, because we're transitioning kids differently, teachers over the course of the school year gain about 2 weeks of instructional time.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
That's an amazing
investment in learning. So those are some of the things you'd see. The other thing you'd see, which I think is one of the most special parts of our program, is we have this youth leadership program we call Junior Coaches. And so you will see youth leaders out in our direct service schools with our AmeriCorps members. These kids get almost 100 hours of training throughout the school year. So they meet twice a week after school, and they get trained in how to lead games. They get a deep training in conflict resolution strategies. And these kids actually work recess and, you know, are out there running games, leading games, resolving conflicts. So you'll see kids in purple shirts and say junior coaches. And it's one of the more one of my favorite things of what we do.
Sounds great. I mean, again, if you're just tuning in to New England Lifestyles, I'm Mike Mullaney. We're talking to the executive director of PlayWorks New England. His name is Max Fripp. And we're talking about why a program like this can really make a difference for kids. And, you know, it's so funny how over the years, You see things like, you know, the music programs or the art programs or recess, a commitment to just giving people opportunities to do things outside of just classroom has been diminished. It's like every time you do something a little different, again, exercise makes you learn better. I mean, I used to use this example. You know, I could sit there and tell my kids, hey, this is the things you'll find outside in the backyard. Or we can go take a hike and lift up some rocks and see what life is and see the ecosystem around us. You know, they're out there, they're being active, and being engaged like that really matters. And talk about the results that these, you know, the schools you've worked with have seen after the kids engage in this program. Do kids, I mean, have they seen a real difference?
Huge difference. And so, you know, schools pay for our programs. I should be honest about that. And they invest a lot of money. And the reason they do is because, one, we solve a real pain point. Again, principals and teachers don't want to deal with kids fighting at recess and all the chaos that comes out of it. So we take that away. We did a 2-year randomized control trial. That's a fancy way of saying a really expensive million-dollar study. Multi-million-dollar study. This is funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Some schools had playwork, some didn't. Then they looked at them, and then they evaluated the data. A few things came out that are really important. One, as I mentioned earlier, huge increase in daily physical activity. For kids, all kids, but especially poor kids, recess is the greatest opportunity to ensure daily physical activity.
Yeah,
so we want our kids to be playing. About 97% of our kids are active. The second was instances of bullying go down dramatically, right? So we know that bullying happens in those unsupervised times of the school day.
It does. It does.
And so recess is one of them. Huge reduction in bullying, which was really amazing to see. And the other that we just talked about was that teachers in our schools gained instructional time. And the way they did that was literally these observers that were doing the study would go to a school, recess ends, they'd press a stopwatch, they'd walk behind the kids, classroom instruction starts, stopwatch ends. And our schools were teaching about 5 to 7 minutes faster, which if you look at that over the course of the school year, it's about 2 weeks of instructional time. And so what we see and what we really want are the skills that kids are developing through play, you know, being able to resolve conflicts, working on diverse teams, those trickle into the classroom, and the classroom environment becomes this effective place where kids are able to focus on learning and teachers do what they do best, which is teaching. So we see these profound effects on just how the school operates.
And it just sounds like, you know, it's not only an opportunity for the kids, it's better for the teachers. I mean, there are opportunities for volunteers to get involved as young people to gain some valuable experience. And ultimately, how you guys put this together is working with the schools. And, you know, and it's not, I would imagine that there's trying to secure funds to bring this to more and more areas can be a challenge. So I know you work with the schools. Are there ways folks can get involved to support what you do?
Yeah. So we actively fundraise. I feel like we have some of the best companies in the Boston area funding our work. We're grateful for New Balance, TJX Companies, Fidelity Investments, Hasbro down in Rhode Island, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island. So we have some really amazing brands who are investing in Playworks. And, you know, we are about 50% of our budget, close to $1 million, comes from philanthropy. And so we're grateful for these companies. But I think what's one of the reasons I think they invest in us is we offer maybe, I'm biased, but maybe one of the best volunteer opportunities going, which is that these companies, through partnering with us, can do a few things. One, we do playground and mural paints for our premier partners, where they can transform a playground, create this joyful, bright place for kids to play.
Love
We're going to be with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island next Friday down in Warwick doing a playground paint. But the other is that they get to be volunteer recess coaches. So literally we train these people. They come out to one of our schools. We train them. And then they join our Playworks coach and being a recess coach for the day.
Nice.
And they're playing with kids. They're helping the kids resolve the conflicts. They're moving. And they're having this amazing, not just impact on kids in schools, but the companies now are having this really cool team building experience. So We love our partners. We're grateful. And we need more of them. You know, our schools need help, as you know, Mike. And I think looking at, you know, companies that have a little bit of extra money, you know, folks that have some deeper pockets, right now is a really important time to give.
Absolutely. And again, PlayWorks helps kids stay active, build valuable skills through play. That's really what it's about. I mean, integrating play, it helps them with academic success. It gives them some leadership skills, helps conflict resolution, helps the teachers get more out of the school day. I mean, there's so much going on. You can get all the information you need about PlayWorks at playworks.org/New England. And again, this is it just sounds so logical to me. So again, I appreciate you joining us today. Executive Director Max Fripp, again, PlayWorks New England. Thank you so much and good luck with everything. I love how this sounds.
Mike, thanks for having us and play on.
I love it. Excellent. See, I told you.